Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
It's over for Kevin Spacey. Looking old has ties to Russia and the new emojis on the way this fall. Melissa adds a juice coming up.
People need to leave Ayesha Curry alone. Wait until you hear what she's getting dragged for now.
Leroy has your sports.
And will Boston embrace the newest Celtics?
But first, the case against Kevin Spacey has been dropped. So the case was dismissed after the man who accused Spacey of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Exercised his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and refused to testify after being questioned about text messages the defense claims were deleted. And the refusal to testify caused the judge to question the viability of the case. Well, no surprise with that face app that everyone's been using to make them look old has turned into a privacy nightmare. Reports say it's run by a company in Russia that's uploading all the photos to a server. And you've given them permission to do it. And by using the app, you grant them permission to use your altered and non-altered photos. Ugh. And FaceApp did respond by saying that they don't sell or share any user data with any third parties and that users can request their data to be deleted.
I trust that Russian company. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
Well, we have some new emojis on the way. I know everyone gets excited about that. Some of the newest designs bring more diversity along with more food, animals, activities, and smiley faces. So, you know the holding hands emojis for, like, couples? You'll be able to select any combination of skin tones and genders where there'll be up to, like, 75 possible combinations.
That's too much.
Yeah.
it'll take forever for me to send a silly message. Just because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, God.
It's really not that long.
75.
Well, there'll also be a yawning face, a one-piece swimsuit, waffle, butter, garlic, skunk, flamingo, and a sloth. 59 new designs will be available this fall with the new iOS software update. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jermaine Dupri wants everyone to know he doesn't think all female rappers only rap about stripping. Earlier this week, JD was getting a lot of heat for comments he made, specifically about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, saying they didn't rap about anything of substance. Well, he says we got it all wrong. He was not speaking about all female rappers.
What my statement was about the three that she asked me about. It wasn't about a general conversation about female rap. But everybody turned it into that. Everybody was like, he said all female rappers sound like this. And I'm like, I never said all female rappers. I never said that one time.
He added that he's glad his words are getting so much attention because now maybe things will change. I am fully convinced Jadakiss is a serial killer for no other reason than the way he eats his pizza. So Jadakiss's pizza order has gone viral after a pizza place in New York City threw up a picture of his order on Instagram. Forget cheese, forget toppings and all that other nonsense. Jadakiss called up Cuts and Slices Pizzeria and asked for crust. Crust only. So they cooked the whole pizza, took the entire middle out, and delivered him just the round crust.
So it was like
breadsticks.
Thank you, Pebbles. The picture went viral with people making all kinds of jokes like someone needs to arrest this man and why didn't he just order breadsticks?
He must have been high.
What's the difference? Other people were saying that too.
What? You can't find one friend who's willing to take the middle of a pizza, like the pizza part of a pizza?
Right. And for whatever reason, people love to hate on Steph Curry's wife, Ayesha. And I'm sure you guys saw she was trending number one yesterday for a little while. And it wasn't for anything good. So she was getting dragged for a couple videos that were up on Instagram. One was her at an opening of one of her restaurants, and she was doing her version of the Millie Rock dance, which, listen, let's be honest. The dance is stupid anyways.
Oh, what?
Listen. It's stupid. I'm sorry. You don't. Anyone doing that, you don't look like you really know what you're doing.
I'm defending her.
And then another video was of she and Steph. They were out to lunch, and he got a rather large hot dog. Could have been a sausage, but it was like a hot dog. And Ayesha was cracking jokes with him about it.
Gonna enjoy your lunch?
Yeah, for the next 3 days.
Put your hand next to it.
And you've got some big hands, too.
Yeah, well, people had a lot to say, calling her corny, among other things. And it got so out of hand that Steph took to Instagram to defend her.
Slow news day today, I see, huh? Just make sure y'all send me the video of you dancing at your own restaurant opening.
still keep Millie rocking.
Oh, he's hitting him with the, I got more money than you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like to me.
That means he was mad.
Yeah, he was. Here's Leroy with sports.
Pumpsy Green, he was the first black player in the Boston Red Sox history. He passed away yesterday, all right? The Sox became the final team to integrate in 1959. That's 12 years after Jackie Robinson was the first black player to integrate Major League Baseball. Pumpsy was 85 years old. The Sox beat the Blue Jays yesterday 5-4. The guy who hit Tom Brady with a green laser pointer during the AFC Championship game versus the Kansas City Chiefs, this guy is getting off easy, all right? So he pled guilty, and he was hit with only a $500 fine. Where's the justice? And yesterday, Kimball Walker.
Jesus. What do you want to happen?
You need to get locked up.
Chop his hand
key,
off.
Right?
Wow.
The guillotine, Pebbles. The right? guillotine.
You could have blinded the god, man.
Oh,
you
stop
can't,
it.
No.
That's the equivalent of coming at somebody's face with a pencil and sticking it in their eye.
Right. Imagine. Brady gets hurt and no Super Bowl for us.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And yesterday, Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter were introduced to the Celtics Nation. And the two of them had a lot of fun. I mean, they were saying a lot of stuff. They were laughing. And I have a good feeling that the city is going to fall in love with them. However, I have to mention, I'm not a fan of this part. I know Kyrie's gone. But there were a lot of jabs taken at him yesterday, including Kanter when he was asked about wearing the number 11. Oh, he got jokes.
Well, it was my old jersey number. And I want to be the resident no one else will. I had to say it.
Oh, I don't know what he has said.
No, listen, at the end of the day, man, y'all leave Kyrie's name out your mouth, out your jokes. Geez. He did his thing here. I know everyone's not a huge fan of him, but he's gone now. So just let him be. Let him go, all right? Sox and Jays at 105. Chris Sale is scheduled to get the start for the Sox, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Philip Pavone from Connecticut, he owns a pawn shop, and back in 2009, he kind of stumbled upon an opportunity to make a difference. So there were some motorized wheelchairs in his shop that didn't sell, so he placed an ad in his local paper offering them for free. Well, within 2 weeks, he got more than 60 letters in response to the ad, with a lot of people telling him that insurance didn't cover theirs, they couldn't afford it, and some people hadn't left their homes for months and even years at a time. And that's when he started buying, repairing, and giving away wheelchairs. And AZ Pawn's Gift of Mobility was born. People started donating unused ones in their basements and garages, and he's given away 580 of them since he started. He's currently accepting donations until October 31st to get them ready for when he has his holiday giveaway. And that's your good news. This report made hot by Bud Light. The summer Bud Light has your chance this summer. Bud Light has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Getaway Cruise in Key West. Log on to hot969boston.com for a list of events. Bud Light, real enough to get away. Must be 21 plus.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.